Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Yesterday, we talked about six big mistakes that writers make, and today, I'd like to start addressing each one in more detail. The first mistake is not having a professional author website. I see authors all the time who are obviously making an effort to present themselves professionally as authors, but they really miss the boat when it comes to the information they should be including on their sites. Sometimes I can't find descriptions of the books they're selling or where to buy them. Sometimes I can't even tell they're selling anything, even though they claim to have written a book of some sort. And to contact them? Well, good luck finding their info. But even if all the information is there, a free blog is simply not enough. Why? A few reasons. First, it doesn't provide the functionality you need to build your business. Wait, what business? I don't run a business. If this is what you're thinking, I hate to break it to you, but as an author, you absolutely are running a business. Or at least you should be treating it that way. If you're just writing for the sake of writing, that's great. I hope you enjoy the experience. But if you're in it to make money, and I assume that's why you're here, you need to think of yourself as a business and your book as a product. So to that end, collecting email addresses from people who visit your site is essential. When you have a mailing list, you can keep your subscribers coming back to your site again and again by sending them little tidbits that they'd be interested in. And a free blog doesn't allow you to conveniently collect email addresses. Second, it's easy to tell that it's just a free blog. To an industry professional who's looking at your website, the address yourname.wordpress.com doesn't exactly give the impression that you're serious about what you do. Anybody can get a free blog. So don't be just anybody. And yes, you can order a domain name and attach it to your free blog, but you're still missing out on all the other benefits I'm mentioning here. Third, you have more options for customizing your theme, and you can even snazz it up with a premium theme that can do a lot more. You can change the fonts, adjust the colors, and control the layout of the page, such as where the menus appear, what side of the page the sidebar should be on, and how many columns you'd like. Also, it can be very difficult to stand out on WordPress.com. When you're squeezed in with everyone else in such a crowded space, your posts tend to get lost in the shuffle. When you show up on your followers' WordPress readers, your post is likely to be sandwiched in between someone's blurry vacation photo and a post about how you too can make $5,000 a day working from home. Not to mention that when people log in to WordPress.com, their attention tends to get instantly pulled in every direction at once because there's a lot going on. Instead, bring them to your much quieter author site and let them stay a while and click around. The longer they're there, the better, because it means you're doing a good job of engaging them. In a nutshell, if you've ever wondered how someone's site can look so good and have all sorts of nifty features, it's because it's not a free blog. So do yourself a favor and set up your own professional author website. The easiest way to do this, in my opinion, is to set up a self-hosted WordPress.org blog with your own domain name. You can do this yourself or take advantage of my author site setup service, which you can learn more about at dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to help you express your ideas in writing and make your sentences sparkle. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.